Thank you, Mark. I want to start us off this morning with a psalm, a story, and then I want to give you guys time to pray with one another around your tables. So if you're a lonesome person at your table, sometime in the next 10 minutes, we'll have you move. Psalm 73, if you have your Bibles. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, "How would God know? Does the Most High know anything?" This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. We joked at the beginning that I lost $250,000 a couple years ago. It really wasn't much a joke in the middle of it, for those of you that have been in that position. It was the worst season of my life, hands down. You know, in the middle, I was going, did I just ruin my marriage? Like, am I going to be able to send my kids to college? You know, those are kind of the questions going through my mind. And at one point, I was losing about 10 grand a month, and I had no more, like, you know, I could see this, the cash flow, you know, like all my resources, I'm selling everything. And in the middle of that, I kind of was losing hope. I was focusing on the circumstances. I got a text from one of my friends when I had arrived in Siem Reap, Cambodia, and he said, "God's pursuit of you is breathtaking, buddy." And I'm reading this and I'm like, that's a crazy pursuit. You know, it definitely doesn't feel great. And I just wrote him back and I said, I believe that in my head, but I don't feel it in my heart. And he just texted me back and he said, "It's okay. I have enough faith for both of us right now." And I just started weeping in this tuk-tuk. And, but something, his faith really was enough for both of us. And something happened and he said, "Hey, I'm not a book person, but I recommend you read this book, Ruthless Trust by Brennan Manning." So I downloaded it, love technology. I was reading it at lunch and I just started weeping about God being with us through the circumstances. And I had been saying, God, you led us miraculously to this point. You had answered prayer after prayer after prayer. And I thought, surely God wouldn't bring us to this place just to put us in a hole and smash us down. And I read Ruthless Trust and I realized, yeah, there was a lot of crap and pride and junk and stuff God needed to weed out. And God's priorities are different than our priorities. And in the end, even though it wasn't good, I was able to say, God, you are good. And I know that you're working this out for good. And I held on to what I know, what I knew about God, that he is good, that he is working things out for my good and for the best in the long run. But sometimes in the midst of the circumstances, we lose sight of the eternal. We lose sight of God. And that's what Asaph says in this psalm. He said, my feet had almost slipped. I had almost lost my way because I was focused on the circumstances. And then he said, until I entered the sanctuary of God and I remembered what is real, I remembered what is true, I remembered what is eternal. We celebrate, and rightly so, a lot of successes this week, right? I mean, man, the last couple of days have been powerful to see how God is at work in the nations through business and through businessmen and women. And that has been a pleasure. I just want to give you guys a moment at your tables. Each one of us in here, like entrepreneurs, are often very visionary. We have visions of what it is that God is taking us to, the places that he is leading us to. And I just want you guys to be able to share if wherever you are at in that, some of you have had great successes and then you're humbled because God said, okay, you thought this is where you were supposed to end. Guess what? Here's the next vision. You've got it. You know, it's not time to take the easy road. There's not time to coast. Oswald Chambers says this: God gives us a vision, then he takes us down to the valley to batter us into the shape of the vision. And it is in the valley that so many of us faint and give way. Whenever God gives you a vision, soak and soak and soak continually in the one great truth of which you have had a vision. Take it to bed with you, sleep with it, rise up in the morning with it. Continually bring your imagination into captivity to it. And slowly and surely, as the months and years go by, God will make you one of his specialists in that particular truth. By prayer and determination, we have to form the habit of keeping ourselves soaked in the vision God has given us, even if he has to batter us into the shape of the vision. So no matter where you are on your journey towards the vision God has for you, maybe right now you're at the low point. Maybe you're at the height and it's time to celebrate what God has done. But just around your tables, I just want to take a moment to facilitate us being brothers and sisters in Christ together, to encourage, to pray. Maybe you're at a great point, and so you're able to kind of encourage the other person along. I actually prayed this morning a couple hours ago that God would divinely seat some of you guys together to bless and to encourage one another.